94.1 KRNA Shark Show. It's WWE Road to WrestleMania Saturday at U.S. Cellular Center. Adam Martin along with me, editor-in-chief of WrestleView.com, and Dolph Ziggler on the line. Dolph, how are you, man?
I'm doing good. How about you guys?
We're doing great.
Dolph, we got the big house show in Cedar Rapids this Saturday. You were here last year headlining against Alberto Del Rio. And do you have any
idea those were good matches, huh?
Oh, yeah. You guys had a lot of fun, a lot of weapons. So that's always fun.
Yeah. I don't know him personally very well, but we've had so many great matches. And it was 30, 40 minutes on those live events are some of the funnest times I've ever had in my entire career.
Do you find more chemistry with guys you hardly interact with in person but see at work?
No, I mean, it's just totally random. I have some great friends, and you just don't have chemistry with, and some people, it just works out, but I just always thought that was amazing that we literally, you know, don't say a word to each other at work. We go out there, and it's just, when you love the business, you happen to, like, you bond on wanting to outshine everybody else, and that's usually the case.
Do you know who you're facing this Saturday, or is that kind of news to you when you show up?
The card is always subject to change because almost every time I promote one of these live events, I'm like, hey, it's me versus Damian Sandow, and I get there, and it is not happening. But because injuries happen, everything changes. You never know what happens on Monday Night Raw before. But as far as I know, it's me versus Damian Sandow. And even if it's not, I'll be there, so it's going to be good. Not most importantly, now that I'm out of the way, we got a couple marquee matches that it's really cool on this road to WrestleMania. We're a couple weeks out. We're trying to see where everybody fits into that WrestleMania card. And you have Kane versus Daniel Bryan in a steel cage, which is pretty cool. With all those people chanting yes and getting behind him, and it's fun to see him maybe bang Kane's head off the cage. And also the Big Show, the world's largest athlete, 3-on-1 match against the Shield, which it's starting to seem like those guys are getting a lot more cheers than boos. So it's very curious to see how it's going to work out this weekend.
Dolph, when it comes to the Big Show, do we have exact measurements on this guy?
I mean, it's there's kids listening right now, right? We can't talk about that. I've seen him weigh in before, and I've seen them measure his height because once a year we have to do it. He's 7 feet something, 400 something. He used to be 500 something, and he's got himself in great shape.
Man's got an appetite, I'm sure, when you guys hit the buffet after the match.
Yeah, but no carbs, you know, all lobster tails, I think, for that guy. Lobster tails and fish oil, I think, yeah, push-ups.
So yesterday was huge, or this week, rather, was huge for you guys.
Monumental, you could say.
Monumental, and the fact that Hulk Hogan kind of called it something different made me cringe a little bit on Monday night.
That's okay. It doesn't matter if he said it wrong, right, or 10 times in a row.
Did you like
Hulk
his recovery?
Came out. The roof came unglued. As a fan, I couldn't believe that he was back here working for the same company that I work for.
Did you like his recovery? I was like, that's a marquee player to recover that quickly.
You know what? It's not his first time out there, brother.
I know,
so,
brother.
Yeah,
that's right.
So he knows what to do. He knows how to put the butt seats, and he had all of our attention no matter what he said.
60 years old. I mean, he's looking pretty good for a 60-year-old.
Every year I see him on something else, and he looks exactly the same. He's like our Dick Clark.
That's a great analogy.
That's very, very good. Yeah. How chaotic is TV now? That seems incredibly chaotic with the pre-show, the full show, the post-show, everything now.
It is nonstop. It is chaotic. It is nonstop. People running back and forth, live shots of this, pre-show that, and that's what makes WWE what they are, because without those pre-shows or anything else, Monday Night Raw was chaotic anyway. Live show about to go live on TV, people running around and in different positions, and that's what makes it so fun. That's what makes it great for the fans. That's what makes it great for us, not knowing what's going to happen until the very last second, and that's what's great about live TV. But now you have these very professional-looking set up, like almost like an NFL pre-show, and it's exactly what you want to see, what you want to hear, recap it, you name it, you get everything.
Are you, from a business standpoint, with the success of this network, and we've seen some pay-per-view distributors say they're going to move on without you guys, is there any business concern on your end with anything they're doing with this network? Are you guys just kind of all full bore, and did you get kind of a fun little speech from anybody on Monday?
From a business standpoint, I invested very wisely over the last 10 years, so I'm going to be all right either way. But most importantly, we're all excited for it. We know there's always, you know, you're waiting to see what happens, you're waiting to see how this goes, but we've been preparing for literally years. We've been doing interviews for years to get shows ready, and get everything ready for this network. And yeah, and I, and whatever happens pay-per-view wise, we know that no matter what we do, as long as we put out a great product, and I think there are so many of the WWE Universe want to be a part of this because it's affordable, because of everything that it offers. I think it's going to be great for everybody.
Dolph Ziggler with us on 94.1 KRNA. Dolph here in Iowa. Our Hawkeye homeboy is Big E. You talked to him lately?
I talk to him all the time. He's a great kid. I actually got to somewhat mentor him on the road for a little while. But even when I don't, he's off doing his own thing. He's doing great. He's done nothing wrong so far. He's looked like $1 million. He's one of the strongest kids I've ever seen. And last night, him and Cesaro showed everybody how strong they were, and they put on a great match also. So he's a great kid. He's got a great future. And I still pull him aside whenever I see something I notice, I'll pull him aside, and he's usually pretty grateful about it.
You've had two concussions pretty recently, and obviously the company is taking some really cool moves to try to protect you guys and not, you know, put you back in the ring too soon. When you get one, you seem to be more susceptible to get another. Are you nervous about this affecting your career going forward?
Medically speaking, I had two within 1 year, and I think the concern comes of getting one and coming back too quickly while you're still damaged. And WWE has been so in-depth and so over the top with protecting everyone that even when I was medically cleared, they still waited much longer to make sure I was fully recovered. There would be no secondary incidents that could happen. And as far as we know, medically cleared for weeks before I even got back into a ring to check it out. So we go above and beyond knowing what we know now about concussions. And if I had any concerns, there's no way in hell I'd get back in the ring. My brain is way too smart to get it ruined. So we've taken precautions, and I took my sweet time getting back in that ring, and now I feel like $1 million.
And you can see him Saturday night for free with KRNA. We're going third row at the top of the hour. More with Dolph Ziggler, WWE superstar. And from WrestleView.com, Adam Martin, our Hawkeye homeboy, former KRNA intern, in the house. We'll be back at KRNA.
Free pool, 2-for-1 drinks. Free pool,